And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This is just a quick one, mate. Just want to sort of take down your whole childhood, if that's okay.
Yeah,
just
sure.
A little bit, sort of a, like a drive-by, just all a right. Little pop, pop, pop.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So, logic of the playground growing up, we all heard certain sort of, I guess in inverted commas, urban myths.
Yes.
Stuff that sort of everybody learns on the schoolyard.
Yeah.
And is it true? Is it not? It doesn't matter because you get told it at such an impressionable age that you take that through your life and you use it to maybe define a part of your personality or your whole personality or even just dictate the way you behave and the way you conduct your relationships as an adult.
Right. Wow, I feel seen.
Let's talk about chewing gum.
Okay.
What happens if you swallow chewing gum?
It lasts in your body for 7 years.
Okay. Apparently that's BS.
Okay. Well, I mean, that makes sense. It makes sense. But that's just the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is 7 years in your body, and if you have too much of it, you're dead.
Okay,
essentially,
yeah,
is the moral of the story. That's what I heard anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently you can file that one as nonsense.
Ah.
And it actually works like this. If you swallow gum...
You're going to take us through the whole process.
Well, whilst it's not recommended to swallow chewing gum, it won't do you much.
Harm.
Yeah. So the first place it's going to go is into your stomach, where the body's internal vat of acid does the crucial job of breaking down the food you eat. Acid can't dissolve the chewing gum, so that's true.
Okay.
Right? So it continues its fantastic voyage through your innards, pretty much intact. Stuff in your stomach eventually receives marching orders, whether it's been broken down by the acid or not, and the chewing gum continues its merry way along your digestive tract, like, for example, if you swallow a coin. The gum then gets squeezed through your small intestine, which is really not all that small, considering it's about 7 metres long, and then steadfastly continues not to be digested on account of it being indigestible. Then ends up in the large intestine, which is only about 1.5 metres long. It's called large because it's significantly wider.
Mm.
This is where your body turns food waste into turds. And normally, your swallowed chewing gum will get stuck in the middle of one of these constructed coils of caca. Well written.
Yeah. Science.
And exit your body through the normal way, preferably end up in your toilet. So if you swallow chewing gum, it's just coming out the other end, much like any other thing.
Have you ever, you know when you step on chewing gum? And you lift your foot up and there's that big string.
Yeah.
Don't tell me there's not a string from esophagus to bumhole. Like, no. That's how I imagine it.
All right. Put that on a T-shirt. String from esophagus to bumhole. That's a road trip. Where did we started at esophagus and we ended up in bumhole.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You're a guy that expresses himself in the form of... You know,
interpretive dance.
That?
Tap dance.
Sometimes. Sometimes tat dance.
Okay, yeah, sure.
You've got tattoos.
Yeah.
You've also got an eyebrow ring.
I'm pretty hardcore.
You are very hardcore.
Shaved head.
Yes.
By choice.
By choice, exactly. Beautiful eyebrows, might I say.
Oh, thank you.
Lovely eyebrows.
Appreciate that.
I've been thinking, so I have my earrings, and I had my earrings pierced when I was, I think, 5.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so I was quite young to get them pierced, as is the Wog way. A lot of ethnics get their, get their ears pierced quite young.
Yeah.
And I remember it vividly, by the way.
Sure.
It is burned in my memory. Anyway, I got my seconds done when I was about 15.
So second set of earring
second
holes?
Second set of earring holes,
okay,
But I had to take them out because I had a back x-ray. And then they closed over. You know how you're not supposed to take them out for a period of time?
Yes,
and then I had a back x-ray. I had to take them out.
Yeah.
And they grew over and then they just weren't in the right spot, yada, yada. Anyway.
It surprises me that at 15, you had a back x-ray like some sort of 70-year-old.
I know. Anyway, and now I've been thinking, okay, can I get my second earrings done again?
Of course.
Do you reckon it's fine?
Do you want to do it live on air?
I don't know. Should we?
We'll get Body Pleasure to do it for you.
I don't know if I... Because I've always wanted a tap, but I just don't feel like I could commit, right?
What do you mean?
I can't commit. You know me. Because I'll love it one day, hate it the next.
I
have a lot of issues.
Because what you do is you just go, even if I grow to not like the design, it's reflective of a time in my life.
Time in my life, yeah, but I don't care about that. So you're a normal person.
Right.
But my brain will be like... you're terrible. Why? Like, no. Mm. So with the seconds, I'm like, can I get second earrings? Or am I beyond that in my life stage?
I think you can get second earrings.
Yeah.
We'll get the guys from Body Pleasure to come in, do it live in the studio. They'll pierce anything. If you've got anything else you want pierced whilst
what about this?
They're here.
How's your eyebrow ring going? Is it growing out?
No, it isn't because I've had it since I was 17.
That's weird. How has it not grown out?
Because I went to a place on Chapel Street. I've told this story on air before called Medi Pierce. It was above a noodle box.
Oh.
And they had a GP that would do it, and they give you a local anaesthetic.
Oh, so it was deep.
And so they could go deep, and they put it in there, and So it's never grown out.
Oh, amazing. Because I was going to say, okay, well, you can't get yours redone. Maybe Lingy wants a nose ring.
Or
maybe we can do my ears.
Yeah.
And he can do his nose.
He's a royalist, so how about we get him the old prince job? What's it? Albert?
Yeah, it's one of them.
Prince Arthur.
And the coronation is happening.
Yeah.
And we'll sync it all up at the same time.
Yeah.
Two rings and a bell. Beautiful.
And we'll film it for the socials.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
There'll be a cool change that comes through this afternoon. Can't be more specific than saying this afternoon.
Yeah, we're not sure.
Not sure when.
The wind likes to keep things just a bit, you never know when I'm going to come.
Yeah.
A little bit, what's the word?
Unpredictable?
No, a bit more sexy than that. A little bit more, I could be here any time, but you'll never know when. I'm a bit...
Gaslighty.
No. It's a word I'm looking for. Elusive, like a bit like, oh. Oh, the wind's here.
Mysterious.
Mysterious wind. Sorry.
Oh, I'm glad we got there. Because that is quite sort of sexy, isn't it? Mysterious wind.
Sorry.
Who dealt it, hey?
More of that gear. Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts.
Mm.
You can use those facts to impress your workmates, who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart. Because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job.
Yeah.
They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of theatre to that
one.
Oh,
my God.
A bit of light and shade.
That was like a jazz, what's it called?
Riff.
Yes.
We're riffing off each other.
We were just having a
tete-a-tete.
My brain is absolute garbage today, and I apologise.
That's okay,
mate. But that was brilliant.
I'll be the brains, and you be the here, also here.
Not
part of the team.
Not the beauty.
Part of the team.
Okay.
Fun facts today. It's a bit of a mixed bag. There's a bit of Valentine's Day gear in here because it was Valentine's Day this week, so I'm just going to roll with that. Hey, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. The awards for excellence in obituary writing are called the Grimmies.
Okay, that's cute. I like that.
Yeah. All right, we're starting slow. Let's warm up. In 2010, Formula One teams trialled a car with a special aerodynamic duct. You know they change the design of Formula One cars quite regularly for safety and speed, like speed things and stuff. They put an aerodynamic duct that could be blocked and unblocked by the driver's knee, but they ditched it after they found a driver dedicating one hand to it and steering only with his spare hand at like 300 k's an hour.
Oh, okay. We can't have that.
Just like he's cutting laps down at Eastern Beach.
Isn't that just like everyone's dad? I'll just steer with my knees.
Sit on my lap.
I've never, ever been able to do that.
Steer with your knees.
Yeah.
Don't try it.
No one does that anymore.
No. well played.
I know.
An arse pipe is a musical instrument from the British Virgin Islands made from a car exhaust tube and played like a tuba.
Okay. It is not called that. Is it colloquially called that or that's the actual
I don't think
name?
It's a real instrument. I think it's, I mean, it's true, but I think, I don't know if you traditionally make instruments from car exhaust tubes, do you? Seems sort of like a bit of a street side of sort of instrument.
Sustainable.
The old tickle the old ass pipe.
Anyway, no.
That's what they call when they play it.
I would have gotten in so much trouble for that just said that.
Killer whale mothers continue to feed their adult sons throughout their lives while their daughters go off and become independent and live their own lives.
How am I not surprised?
Not just killer whales, guys. Not just killer whales. Mm. What about in Spanish, the word for wives, which is esposas, wouldn't have done it with the accent, sorry about that, also means handcuffs.
Oh, right.
The average gym dumbbell has around 362 times more bacteria than a toilet seat.
Oh, foul.
Love it. Wow. I know you love an amazing story. In 1945, a Japanese man survived the first atomic blast at Hiroshima despite being spun in the air like a tornado and landing face first in a ditch.
Oh,
traumatic,
yeah? Yeah, very traumatic.
After a swift recovery, he jumped on a train to Nagasaki, arriving just as the second bomb went off.
Oh, my God.
And he survived that one too.
What?
Good on him.
That's an amazing fact.
That is an amazing fact. Final one for Fun Fact Friday. As I said, Valentine's Day related because it was this week. In India, the government requested citizens to hug a cow on Valentine's Day, stating hugging cows will bring emotional richness and increase individual and collective happiness.
It's beautiful. I love cows.
There's a gag there about hugging a cow on Valentine's Day that I'm not going to I wouldn't go there.
Good.
I certainly wouldn't even joke about, you know, anybody doing that.
Stop. Play the outro. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday,
break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm in love. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Total fire ban in place. Please, let's just be responsible and not be idiots, guys. Yeah.
And that also means taking care of your pets and even, you know, native wildlife that might be in your area. This is how we got in the discussion of walking dogs during the heat, walking cats, and how cats are just as smart as dogs. And I've been watching this Netflix doco called Inside the Mind of a Cat, which is awesome. And then you're just,
Well, I just stated.
To say something.
I just stated the fact that all cats are a-holes.
No, that's.
They are. No, absolutely they are.
No, this is what people who can't control things say. Because you can't control cats. You just have to live in their space with them, right?
You can't say that a cat is really smart. Cats are really smart. Just as smart as dogs, whatever. Smart as, you know, whatever.
They are.
But then also be like, oh, but you can't get mad at them for jumping up and doing X, Y, Z, which is clearly an intelligent move by them designed to pee you off.
Okay.
Luke's in Werribee. Is your cat an a-hole, mate?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I've got two beautiful cats.
Yes.
And they are both a-holes.
No, yeah.
Okay. In what way, though, Luke? To you or the general community?
No, I don't let my cats go outside. They're strictly inside cats. But just little things that they do, like they'll get on the bench and they know they're not allowed on there. And as soon as I walk in the room, they're off.
Cheeky. Yeah.
Seems like a lovable cat to me.
Do they ever attack you? And I've seen a lot of videos. Glenn Johnson sent me a message on Insta that has videos of them attacking everybody. Slap you in the face, that type of bizzo.
Yeah, well, my little kitten, if I'm sitting down on the couch, she'll come up behind me and start scratching my hair and whatnot, playing with my hair.
Yeah. See, that's just love.
No, that's surprise attack. That's what that is.
Amanda in Port Arlington, how good are cats? I'm not asking the question that Tom's asking. How good are cats, Amanda?
Look, our cat's pretty good, except for me. He swipes only at me. He walks on my computer, but not my partner's and not my son's. So, you know.
That's a pecking order thing you see there. You're below the cat in the pecking order because he's an a-hole.
He just gets mad at me.
Maybe that's love.
I'm the one that feeds him and, like, you know, changes his litter box and does all that stuff.
Yeah.
See, he wants to be close to you.
That's like Loggy, right? So it's the people closest to Loggy that she lashes out at.
It is really true.
And that's exactly what your cat is doing there as well. See,
exactly. We need help.
Stacey and Lara, wrap this up for us, mate. Is your cat an a-hole?
So this happened when I was a kid. I used to have a cat that was an inside cat, and then one day my older brother or sister accidentally let the cat out. I was really upset and I couldn't find the cat anywhere. And then my mum said, it's okay, he'll come back when he's hungry. We'll make sure we leave food out and entice him to come home. It'd been days and he still had not been home, and I was getting more and more distraught. Mm. And then one of our neighbours came up to the house one day and told my mum and dad that they'd seen a black cat at the end of the street that had unfortunately been hit by a car.
Oh, my goodness.
So my dad went up, he retrieved the cat, we had a funeral for the cat. I was distraught, I was crying, I was so upset. And then my cat comes walking up and meowing at me as if to say, what's going on? I'm hungry, can I have some food?
Oh my God.
So needless to say, I am now a dog person.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.